thigh bones, them hip bones, them knee bones. I haven't seen so many broken bones since the Army-Navy game of 24.
What schools played in that game?
I don't know. I had lousy seats.
These Marines may be great fighters, but they're lousy drivers.
It isn't easy for a troop truck to make a U-turn after it's gone over a cliff.
Actually, these boys are quite lucky. They're missing all the horrors of war.
Not so lucky. They'd been there. They were on their way back.
This guy landed right on his chest. He's got fractured ribs, lacerated lung. I'll have to do a lobectomy.
If there's too much of a problem, Hunnigut, I can take it. There's a fractured femur here for you.
Thanks all the same, Charles, but I've done at least 50 of these.
Oh, really? That's almost half as many as I've done.
I beg your pardon, rookie, but in what war?
The big one. The war of the Boston commuters. The contingency does not exist for which I'm not prepared. You name it, I've done it successfully.
Oh, yeah? Have you ever done a mesenteric arterial thrombosis?
Before or after medical school?
Dr. Winchester leads 1-0.
Oh, yeah? How about an abdominal aortic aneurysm?
Yes, but it was very difficult.
Oh, you actually admit that?
Yes, of course I do. It was during a power blackout.
The snow's getting pretty thick in here.
How many people in this room can say they have performed a porter-cavil shunt?
I can do a cartwheel.
During an appendectomy?
I thought so.
Game, set, and match to Major Winchester.
He hasn't won anything. We're just as good as he is. Now, the hip bone is connected to the neck bone. No, it's connected to the thigh bone. No, wait a minute.
This serving ain't a bad gig, Miller. Once you lose your sense of smell, you got it licked. I'll handle the spuds, you dish out the stew. Here's your label.
Whoa, thank you. It's very nice. Is it plugged in?
I beg your pardon?
Testing, 1, 2, 3, test. Works fine.
Very funny.
Lunchtime, folks. Grab your platter and watch it splatter. Have some stew, Colonel?
What kind is it?
Could be beef, pork, or water buffalo. We'll never know, and it won't tell.
Well, as long as it's dead. Spoon it on, son. No toast.
One brown puddle. Hold the shingle.
I think I'll have some of that, too.
I wouldn't, Rabbi. May not be kosher.
Well, that's all right. I'm not Orthodox.
I don't know what you're pulling here, Miller, but work the other side of the street.
How about this one? Beer Belly Gus broke his own record.
That's unbelievable. What's a Beer Belly Gus?
Just the biggest brew guzzler in the West. Says right here he just chug-a-lugged a whole half keg at the Petaluma Lumberjack Festival.
That's as easy as falling off a log. Let me tell you about Skowhegan Seth, our old Maine fishing guy. He once fell in a 7-foot brewer's vat. He would have drowned if he hadn't drunk his way down to 5 feet.
Can you imagine what he'd have done if he had pretzels with him?
Gentlemen, your tall tales are mildly amusing. Care to hear a short, true one?
Gather around the campfire, partners. Old Gabby Winchester is about to open a crock of Boston Baked Bull.
You boys never give up, do you?
My story can be verified.
I have my Bible, if you'd like to swear on it.
Perhaps later. Paddy O'Gorman, our former handyman, was a prodigious drinker. At my sister's wedding, when it came time to toast the happy couple, there was not a bottle of champagne to be found. We looked down the aisle, and there was Paddy belching from the bubbly, setting up all his empties for his own private bowling tournament.
He got you. I don't even have to hear yours.
I don't swallow that for a second.
Boots Miller on the move here in Korea, where the men are rugged. You can see it in their voices. I'm about to interview one of these brave and courageous young soldiers. What's your name, soldier, and what do you do?
My name is Colonel Potter, soldier, and I bust wiseacres like you.
Ha ha, these Brooklyn boys have a language all their own. How about you, trooper?
Please, I have ladle fright.
Hi, Mom. Klinger, you in charge of this man?
Miller, give me that.
Please, we're on the air.
Klinger, protege of yours?
What do you think, I'm crazy?
Listen, this place ain't big enough for two cycles. Come on. Aha! Here's a young lad with the peach fuzz still fresh on his cheeks. How old are you, Sonny?
Sonny, what's going on here?
How now, don't be nervous.
Why is this man talking into a spoon?
They're out of forks.
Just stay away from me. Isn't one of you enough?
Major! Oh, now let's pause for a musical salute for these brave young soldiers. It's Rosemary Clooney and Come On to My House. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, come on, I'm gonna give you everything. Come on to my house, come on, I'm gonna give you candy.
Benner, you better keep an eye on Rosemary Looney.
Kelly. There's a lot of pain here. Where's that damn morphine?
Radar's breaking out a new box.
Tell him to step on it, will you? This kid's in a lot of pain. When it gets here, set up an 8-milligram IV.
Yes, sir.
Sirs?
Listen, Sims, this is the last box.
One lousy box and that's it?
Yeah.
Stuff's so popular we can't keep it on the shelves.
If that supply truck doesn't get here by 1800 hours, we're going to have to wait till tomorrow.
What time is it now?
1830.
Well, this should keep us going through the night, okay?
Doctor, quick!
Burning up.
Could be a pyrogenic reaction. Maybe the morphine's contaminated.
Either that or he's got a raging infection of some kind.
Not bad.
I think we got him in time. Kelly, alcohol rub down. Keep him cool and set up a penicillin IV.
We'll find out what this is.
Yes, sir.
What happened?
We're not sure.
This kid had a peculiar reaction to the morphine.
You sure it's morphine?
That's the first thing I checked. Yeah. We've either got contaminated morphine or an acute infection.
86, this stuff. Break out another box.
Yeah, well...
Something wrong?
Can we talk in the lobby?
All right, what?
That's the last of the morphine until tomorrow.
Oh, dandy. Just once, I'd like to see supply get here ahead of demand.
You think they'd give preference to their steady customers?
Radar, tell those paperweights in Seoul we may have a bad batch.
I'll tell
them to get some more here. Extra pronto.
It's going to be a long night.
Hold it right there, soldier. I'm from Movie Tone News, and I want to get your picture.
Ah, just act natural. Stay in the light.
Come off it, Miller. Who are you kidding? You can't take a picture with a microphone.
No profile shots, please. I don't have a wide-angle lens.
Okay. That does it. Sit down. It's time we had a little nut-to-nut talk. Take it from an old pro. You might get an A in perseverance, but that's it. This microphone bit is strictly for sandlot psychos. This is the big league, guy. Up here it takes seasoning, finesse. So from now on, you just shut up, put down your spoon, and watch me.
Okay.
Good. Now, I don't want to have to tell you again.
You won't.
All right. Now, let's get some sleep. We got guard duty in 2 hours. Good night, Miller.
Good night, Klinger. Good night, Mr. Shue. Huh? How could I forget? Good night, Mr. Sock. Oh, and don't you worry about this little hole. Mr. Toe doesn't mind a bit.
Folks, we've got a real Lulu on our hands. Littered with wounded, sitting on what could be a rotten shipment of morphine.
What about Seoul?
Can't ship till tomorrow. So the $64 question is, what do we do in the meantime?
And for the grand prize, what do they do in the meantime?
Why are we condemning an entire shipment of morphine because of one man's negative reaction?
Because that one man almost died. Would you care to try for 2 out of 3?
Charles, in all my experience as a doctor, I have never seen a reaction that bad.
In all my experience as a doctor and almost head of thoracic surgery at Massachusetts General...
Here he goes again.
I have never heard such a hasty and unsubstantiated conclusion.
Colonel, he's right. Let's try it on a second man. Roll up your sleeve, Charles.
I loathe you, Pierce.
I call your loathe and raise you 2 despises.
Well, we've got to do something. Icing the wounds is not going to be enough.
I prescribe the morphine.
Sure, it's quick, effective, possibly lethal.
We're not really loaded with options, are we?
Pierce, close that door. Now, what I've got to tell you has to be kept within the confines of this room. I mean it.
Go ahead.
Back in Hannibal, Mo, when I was about 8 years old, we lived across the street from old Doc Schumacher.
Well, of course you did.
Simple country doctor, a lot of horse sense. One night, my Aunt Grace was visiting, came down with a terrible migraine. Poor woman was in agony. When we called Dr. Schumacher, he said he'd come over and see what he could do.
All this is top secret?
No, let me finish. Anyway, he shows up with something that he said would really do the trick. Gave her a couple of pills, told her not to worry. She was going to be fine, completely cured. Sure enough, in about a half an hour, she was up baking me cookies.
What did he give her?
2 sugar pills.
A placebo? He gave her a phony cure?
Nothing phony about her recovery.
Look, I'm happy for Aunt Grace, but, you know, we're talking about compound fractures.
And we're a long way from Hannibal Moe.
The body can do remarkable things if the mind will let it. Now, if we sell it, really sell it, it just might work.
But they're still sugar pills.
Not if they believe it's morphine.
Next thing you know, we'll be sticking pins in little dolls. Spoken like a true shrunken head.
I'd say it's worth a try.
Well, if we don't give them something, they're going to be in a bad way.
I, for one, refuse to take part in this ridiculous charade.
Charles, we're all in this together.
And if you breathe one word of this out there, I promise you a pain nothing will cure.
We need absolute security. Anything negative will kill it. Pierce Honeycutt, why don't you go to the pharmacy and make up about 50 little white lies? The rest of us will be waiting in post-op.
I hope I can be convincing.
It's easy, Margaret. Just pretend you're in the high school play. You're Rebecca of Sunnybrook Farm passing out morphine.
This isn't going to work. This is not going to work. It won't work. Well, I hope I'm wrong.
Glassberg, you know you're not allowed to read that book without a prescription.
What do you want, sir? I'm busy underlining.
We need the room.
Why, you got some girls? It's kind of small in here.
We're taking a spot inventory.
At 1 a.m?
Orders from Tokyo. One of our tongue depressors is missing. Get out.
But leave the book.
Not a chance. Look, just don't make a mess in here, okay?
One or two small explosions, that's it.
This is all the powdered sugar I could scrape off the donuts. Where are the capsules?
Look under K. Here they are.
I wish Aunt Grace were here to test these out.
What's that for?
For luck. We're not finished yet. Go read Fanny Hill.
I beg your pardon?
Father. Fanny Hill, a famous nurse.
Yeah, she was a great comfort to the boys during World War I.
If you say so. The Colonel Potter told me what you were doing, and I came by to see if I could help.
Yeah, well, grab a capsule and dig in.
These will cure aches, pains, and bitter coffee.
You know, Father, this is right up your alley. These boys will be taking these pills on faith.
Ah, yes. Faith, the evidence of things unseen. Looks like I finally got you fellows working with me.
Huh! Who goes there?
It's me, Klinger. Relax, I'm here to relieve you.
Advance, Klinger, and be recognized.
Come on, you know who I am. Took enough film of me. You hear that?
Hear what?
Enemy planes overhead, 12 o'clock high. I don't hear anything. Of course not. They're gliders.
Oh. And you're going to drop bombs on us, right?
That's a lot you know. That's enemy reconnaissance. They've been overhead for over 2 hours, watching our every move. Hit the dirt! I got two of them.
Give me that rifle, damn it.
It's all right. It's all right, folks. It's just a little backfire. We're safe now. I chased them all off.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's a backfire.
What?
Why'd you do that? Even I wouldn't do that. You could have gotten us killed. You are nuts. If they gave me a Section 8 tonight, I'd give it to you. I don't want a Section 8. I want to serve my country.
Now I know you're crackers. Get out of here, Millen. Go on. Go on back to your tent and sit up with Mr. Shoes and Mr. Socks.
I forgot. Gee, I hope they're all right. Come on, guys. Let's go back to that. Come on.
The only thing I don't understand is why he's not an officer.
About ready?
All right, kids, it's showtime.
Wait a minute. I'm not one to harp on things, but this is all up to us. Here's the formula. If we believe it, they believe it. If we can make it work in their minds, it just might work in their bodies. Otherwise, they're only taking sugar pills.
But Colonel, they are only taking sugar pills. However, I am a consummate actor.
You better be.
I am, Margaret. I was in the Hasty Pudding shows. I have it. 2 years. I had my reviews.
Okay, Collins, I got your medication here.
Thanks, Doc.
This is a very, very strong painkiller.
And it'll really put me out?
You're going to be asleep in a few minutes.
Sure one's enough.
These are very potent. One's more than enough.
How long till this takes effect, Doc?
Oh, well, no. See, there are a number of variable factors involved here. Metabolism, rate of ingestion.
10 minutes, soldier.
Yeah, 10 minutes. That's give or take a minute.
What's in it, Father? Morphine?
No, it's better.
Come on, Rifkin. Put it on the back of your tongue and chase it down with a little water.
I can't swallow pills, Doc. I choke on sensin.
You're like my horse. I have to hide her pill in an old apple core. All right. Open your mouth. Close your eyes. Do it. You'll be out of pain soon. I wish I could say the same. You just bit my finger.
Given up so soon, Major?
Father, it isn't working. Knowing that, it is very difficult for me to sit in there and smile.
But it's only been a few minutes.
If it hasn't taken effect by now, it never will.
Oh, ye of little faith.
Father, I'm a man of medicine, not a medicine man.
Sirs, I think you better come quick. You're going to want to see this.
See? Told you.
Doc, I'm still in pain.
Don't give it time. You just took the pill.
Pill isn't working.
It takes a little longer with some people.
I can tell. My...
Okay. I'll give you one more, but that's it. These things are just too strong.
Thanks, Doc. Could you hurry?
Kelly?
You're really beginning to feel it, aren't you, son?
Yeah. The arms stop throbbing.
It's going to feel even better now. Get some sleep.
Almost half. Not too bad.
Maybe next time we ought to put in more sugar.
Gentlemen, I would say that as placebos go, our results were remarkable.
Between the placebos, the sleeping pills, and the ice packs, they should make it through the night.
Old Doc Schumacher would have been proud.
Yeah, I want to thank you boys for coming through on this.
All for a good cause.
I know it was my idea, but I got to admit, it was the damnedest thing I ever saw.
It's just not fair, you know. I spent all those years in medical school, and these guys wind up helping themselves.
Best doctors right up here.
Hey, don't spread it around. We'll be out of jobs.
It was just amazing.
Obviously, to a Maine boy, it would be.
Oh, and you've witnessed better?
Of course I have. Massachusetts General, 47, appendectomy. No anesthesia.
I know. Your handyman inhaled it all.
Dr. Babcock put the patient under by hypnotizing him with his gold watch.
And when he woke up, his appendix, the watch, and the doctor were gone.
Just if you like. It's all there in the Massachusetts medical record.
Now I have a reason to go home. I want to look that up.
Wouldn't help you a bit, Pierce. It doesn't have pictures.
I'm going to get that guy.
I hate to top you, but I'm going to get that guy.
Would you settle for we're going to get that guy?
Come on, little boys. You've had a busy day.
Sick and tired of Charles topping us every time we open our mouths.
Yeah, he does do his best to humiliate you, but that's part of his charm.
Here to join us under the big top, Colonel? We're going to work him over.
Nah, I'll read about it in the court-martial.
Sir, I've got to talk to you.
Not now, Klinger. I'm due at a 40-wink festival.
But it's about Corporal Miller. You told me to keep an eye on him.
What is it? Is he wearing your addresses?
No, he's past that, sir. He talks to his socks.
As long as he keeps them clean.
Colonel, during guard duty, he shot down imaginary enemy gliders with not-so-imaginary bullets.
Klinger, I'd like to do my dreaming in bed.
Colonel, it's the truth. Right now, he's in the field interrogating the two glider pilots.
And you're upset because you didn't think of it first.
I'm telling you, the guy is Looney Tunes, and that's all, folks.
I got it. You're working with him. Well, the two of you together don't add up to a Section 4. Good night.
Take it from me. The guy's Freddy from the Funny Farm, wraparound jacket and all.
Prisoners! Oh! All right, you two. Move over there. Keep your hands in sight, move slow, and no talk!
Colonel, may I present a lunatic?
Colonel Potter, is there a place we can keep these two dangerous prisoners?
In the rubber room.
Corporal, put the gun down. You're giving me the shakes.
Sir, that's ridiculous. I got two dangerous prisoners here. If I put this gun down, they'll disappear in a minute.
Miller, let's talk about this. Hand Klinger the rifle. He'll watch the prisoners.
You just show me where they are.
Okay. Oh! And no! They got another glider! They're taking off!
When he runs out of ammunition, bulldog him. I'll be in my office doing the paperwork to get him out of here.
Oh, Colonel, as long as you're filling out one Section 8 form, what would it hurt to do another?
Hey, Beebs, did I ever tell you about Lenore Clement, voted Miss New England of 1949?
No. Do you know her?
Are you kidding? I knew her when she was Miss Maine of 48, and even Miss Crabapple Cove of 47.
Really?
I painted her swimsuit on her.
Oh, funny you should mention swimsuits. Once down in Hollywood, I dated Esther Williams' stand-in.
Really?
I could kiss her for an hour at a time. She could hold her breath so long.
Tell me, was she beautiful?
Gorgeous, from her head to her gills.
You ever heard of Audrey Hepburn?
Sure, big brown eyes, beautiful smile, a lot of talent. I understand she can act, too.
And you dated her stand-in, right?
Of course not. Dated her.
Oh, come on!
That's it. We're calling you on this one, Charlie.
Look, Charles, we've had enough of your lies. Your handyman, okay. The hypnotist, maybe.
Maybe.
But Audrey Hepburn?
It's just a laugh.
Never. I've seen her, and not only couldn't you date her, she wouldn't let you into a theater where one of her movies was playing.
Actually, I've never seen any of her films.
Aha, right.
I just had dinner with her.
Don't you ever give up?
Face it, Mother Goose, we got you this time.
Quasimodo would have a better chance of dating Audrey Hepburn than you.
Gentlemen.
Oh, look at this thing.
I hate to do this.
What is it? Let me see.
Nothing. It's just a picture of Audrey Hepburn having dinner with... I can't say it. Charles.
It's a fake. It's not a fake.
I'm going to be sick.
A charming little girl. Lovely old world manners. Appetite of a bird.
Guess that shows you.
When will you two cretins realize that your feeble imaginations cannot keep up with my real life?
Oh, yeah?
Brilliant riposte, Pierce.
Oh, yeah?
Come on. Next time he tell us how he climbed Mount Everest.
You know, it's very strange you should mention climbing.
He went up Everest.
Well, not yet, no. The Matterhorn in winter. Well, it's more sporting that way.
That's it.
I'll never forget the morning we set out. 80-mile-an-hour winds. Lars, our guide, immediately doubled his feet. I fired him, of course, led the expedition.
Got a package for you, Colonel, from the Novelite Toy Company.
Mildred probably sent something cute for the horse.
A whoopee saddle?
I wouldn't be surprised. Oh, it's a sock with a face on it.
Anyone we know?
Well, here's a letter.
Hi. My name is Stinky.
It's from Boots Miller.
Get away from me, you creep.
Dear Colonel Potter, meet Mr. Sock. He was invented in your very own camp.
Invented? Boots was a fake.
And in the last 2 months, we've sold over 50,000 of them.
A rich fake.
I'm now vice president in charge of research and development of the Novelite Toy Company.
How do you like that guy? He even fooled me.
I wrote to thank you and at the same time to ask for your help. I have an idea for a new toy called Enemy Glider.
Oh, no.
I've been able to reproduce the pilot perfectly, but did not get a good look at the glider itself. Did you, by chance, take any photographs of the one that I shot down?